for many people, for many years, the marital relationship might be on the rocks, but they continue in their marriage. And often then, there's a point at which people behave emotionally and one person files for divorce. Really, what should happen under these circumstances is the party thinking about pursuing a divorce should look ahead of time to learn about what happens in divorce. Often, there'll be surprises to that person about what will happen. Sometimes those surprises will make divorce more appetizing for them, to the extent any divorce can be appetizing. Sometimes it will make them more cautious. But the information is important. For example, what is likely to happen with the children? In most states now, joint custody is the prevalent situation. What happens to assets? Well, it used to be that things would be skewed one way or the other, often skewed in favor of the wife, because back before women worked as much, the wife was more supportive on the husband. Now, most states have a presumption that the estate, in terms of assets and liabilities, will be split equally. There's a million other considerations that come into play heading into the divorce. Many of them are idiosyncratic to the particular divorce. But having the information going in will give comfort to the person making that decision and often allow that person to be able to head into the divorce in a rational way with a plan to do things in a way that's least disruptive for the family and most conducive to a good relationship with the other spouse after divorce.